Now, the one who protects us all from prattling prognosticators and perfidious pundits.
I say, America, stay out the bushes.
Look for the union label.
And to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the government.
From my cold, dead hands.
I'm concerned that if we don't impeach this president, he will get reelected.
It's time for the Alan Nathan Show. Here he is, the longest-running nationally syndicated centrist host in the country, Alan Nathan.
Welcome aboard, everybody. Welcome aboard. I'm ever yours, Alan Nathan, the militant moderate. Thank you so much for joining us. If this is your virgin voyage, allow me to share with you our mantra. Folks, we want the Republicans out of our bedroom, the Democrats out of our wallets, and both out of our First and Second Amendment rights. We feel there exists this cavernous gap separating the two orthodoxies, and that it's a gap comprised of many degreed thinking people who can argue quite passionately in shades of gray. And to that end, each and every show, we have fine guests to help best illustrate this point. Today is no exception. Also, if you wish to hook up with us on the web, it's www.alannathan.com. Don't forget that email address, alan@alannathan.com. That's A-L-A-N. Coming at you live and strong each and every Monday through Friday at this time. Don't forget the classic Alan Nathan Show, Saturdays, 6 to 7 p.m. And overnight Sunday mornings, 3 to 4, all times Eastern. We are indeed a Main Street Radio Network production. Please check us out at mainstreetradionetwork.com. Feel free to avail yourselves of our nascent but always robust Twitter and Facebook options that we have there for you. And, of course, with great dispatch and alacrity, we'd love to thank our distributor, the Salem Radio Network. That's right, the Alan Nathan Show is entering its 28th year of national syndication, all thanks to you, reaching about 800 towns and cities across a couple of hundred radio station broadcasts each week. Again, all thanks to you. And by the way, I don't care if you're part of the authoritarian left or perpetually clueless right, please get out of the thought control business. Our topics du jour, as you may have guessed, Charlie Kirk, founder of Turning Point USA. It's beyond... Yeah, I just don't, sometimes I just don't think there's a language born of this planet that has the right vocabulary to address moments like these. To call it a tragedy is just, I don't know, underwhelming, isn't it? It's so much more than a tragedy. You are essentially having people kill other people because they don't like their speech. And then after they're killed, you will have others making apologies for the perpetrators because, after all, what did you expect? This is the kind of logic we're getting from the left these days. And as my audience knows, I'm no right-winger. I can out-liberal the best of them, not to be confused with the left or progressives, because those are idiotic ideologues who, of course, are preoccupied with heavy-handed government down-thinking. That's what they're all about. But, yeah, I'm a social liberal. But I will always concur with the Republicans and the conservatives, if you will, when it comes to individual responsibility and accountability, which is why I think it's imbecilic and brain dead to blame guns for what happened versus those who misuse those guns. But right now, you got mainstream media outlets blaming Charlie Kirk for his own death, while Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, a.k.a. AOC, claims it's an example of gun violence that validates gun control, as if somehow disarming the law-abiding stops the law-breaking. I mean, when did the left become these intellectually bereft, scum-sucking pigs? When did this happen? When did they stop practicing the very liberalism they've always espoused? They've got F all to do with liberalism. Give me a break. But you do have these astonishingly insipid idiots blaming Charlie Moore. Let's go ahead and share a clip on exchange concerning his recent assassination. This is on MSNBC's, and you've got Katie Turr talking with Matthew Dowd, who's been appropriately fired. It's hard to believe this guy was ever a chief of staff to Bush's 2004 campaign. This guy must have, I don't know. I don't know what the hell happened to him. Clip 20, James, if you please.
I emphasize what you just emphasized. We don't know any of the full details of this. We don't know if this was a supporter shooting their gun off in celebration or so. We have no idea about this. But following up with what was just said, he's been one of the most divisive, especially divisive younger figures in this, who is constantly sort of pushing this sort of hate speech or sort of aimed at certain groups. And I always go back to hateful thoughts lead to hateful words, which then lead to hateful actions.
So what he's doing is he's characterizing opposition as hateful because DEI, and he mentioned DEI as well later on, because DEI is, in his estimation, a moral thing, a moral certainty. Anybody opposing it is somehow by default, therefore, hateful. Now, as a matter of language, nothing could be more intellectually maladroit than that. Nothing could be more cerebrally maladroit. Nothing could be more intellectually bereft than that kind of position. Because DEI actually is the embodiment of the very thing it ostensibly opposes. I mean, it stands for diversity, equity, and inclusion. But the acronym has very little to do with the words upon which it's predicated. Its diversity is against the diversity of individual thought. Its equity is against the equity of merit. And its inclusion is most assuredly against the inclusion of all. Why? Because all three are racially prioritized. So therefore, if you are against DEI, you are by default against what they claim its goal is all about. So if you're against their agenda, that means you're against the agenda's stated goal. That's a load of crap. That's 2,400-year-old ancient Athenian sophistry, and I think people are finally catching on to it. Maybe not in the fashion that I just described it, but they're getting the sense that something's not right here, that these folks cannot tether their assertions to the required validating grounds. To blame Charlie Kirk for his own death because he had the unmitigated gall, audacity, and lack of fortitude, nay, the temerity, to actually speak out against what he believes to be or had believed to be wrongful positions, to say that somehow he deserved his death for doing that, is a vile and disgusting and reptilian proposition. There are lots of well-meaning folks who are against DEI because they believe DEI embodies the very thing it's ostensibly against. It's harmful to equality, it's harmful to freedom, and it's harmful to those who really want to be in a democracy wherein, you know, leaders rule by the consent of the governed. DEI chokes that. And Charlie Kirk was absolutely correct in pointing it out repeatedly. Now, I was never personal friends with this guy, but I did know him. And like many of my colleagues in this business, we had him on for years because he was this bright star. I mean, God, he started Turning Point USA when he was, what, 18? He was on the air with us in 2013 and 14, essentially trying to bring some logic to his own age group at a time when a lot of other folks weren't doing that. He braved the shark-infested waters of campus politics when it wasn't easy. He did that. And I'm honored to have been one of the many talk hosts that used to have my... I used to have Charlie a lot. And he's dead at 31. Yet in his brief time on this planet, he managed to accomplish more than people twice his age in his field. And yet these folks on the left are going to blame him for his own death, saying it's a perfect example of why we need more gun control. As if somehow disarming the law-abiding will ever stop the law-breaking. It is a nonsensical position to have, and it cannot be supported in any argument. That's how come they take these shortcuts. They tell us that their agenda is validated by their stated goal. What an asinine formula. An agenda is never validated by its stated goal. You don't tell me we have to go along with your gun control proposition because, after all, it will save lives. You don't. My God, you think a black market wouldn't be immediately formed just as it was with alcohol? The only people who would have guns then would be the very people from whom the law-abiding would otherwise protect themselves with guns. Schmucks. It's astonishing. Disarming the law-abiding never stops the law-breaking. Never. And an agenda is never validated by its stated goal. Why? Because that's the job of the bloody agenda, AOC, to validate itself by showing how it has the properties to achieve the goal in whose name it's been proffered. Otherwise, any schmuck can come up with any asinine agenda as long as he, she, or they first remembers to say, oh, it's in the name of this laudable goal. Give me a break. It doesn't work like that. But that's where we are right now. This phenomenal young man, leading an exemplary life, making a difference, gets shot down for doing nothing more than having a wonderful participatory role in this magical experiment that is America. More on this upon our return. You're listening to The Alan Nathan Show right here on the Main Street Radio Network. Going to be right back.
This summer's heat waves brought higher UV indexes across the country, and that's cause for concern. Dr. Raza Bakari, CEO of Medicus Pharma, explains.
90% of non-melanoma skin cancers are related to exposure to ultraviolet radiation from the sun.
Even with regular use of sunscreen, high UV rays can cause significant damage. That's why getting a professional skin check could save your life. And new treatments on the horizon are poised to revolutionize the way skin cancer is treated.
We are currently in phase 2 trials of a non-invasive skin cancer treatment called SkinJet. This small microneedle transdermal patch provides a relatively painless, cost-effective treatment for basal cell skin cancer. So far, in our interim analysis, more than 60% of patients achieved complete clinical clearance.
For more, visit medicuspharma.com.
Summer's easy mornings are behind us, and now it's back to the school day rush. Parents know the scramble all too well, trying to get everyone out the door while finding something quick, tasty, and reliable to take on the go. That's where Mott's soft-baked, apple-filled bars come in. Unlike crumbly snacks that leave a mess in the car or all over the kitchen, these apple-filled bars bring soft-baked goodness and easy cleanup for active families with busy back-to-school routines. Made with ingredients parents can feel good about, like real fruit and whole wheat flour. Mott's soft-baked apple-filled bars come in delicious kid-approved flavors like apple, strawberry, and blueberry. Whether it's breakfast, part of a school lunch, or just an afternoon bite, they're a snack the whole family will love. Mott's soft-baked apple-filled bars are available now at retailers nationwide. To learn more or to find them near you, visit Mott's.com. All three flavors of Mott's soft-baked apple-filled bars are made with apple puree. See packaging for complete list of ingredients. Not intended to replace fruit in the diet.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie. This is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Give a little talking to man, mano a mano.
Hey, Steve. It's now a good time?
No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
The mission of Paralyzed Veterans of America is clear. Accessibility. Veterans who have served and sacrificed the best of themselves deserve access to the best our country has to offer. Access to meaningful employment. Access to the veterans' benefits they've earned. Accessible homes and vehicles. And access to every part of their communities. With PVA staff working inside VA hospitals, no other veterans organization has provided more real-time, ongoing support for paralyzed veterans and their families. PVA is proud to serve veterans across all branches, all generations, and all conflicts. Our nation's heroes fought for your independence. Join PVA in fighting for theirs at PVA.org.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Every year is Alan Nathan, the militant moderate. Once again, this is The Oasis for those who have an aversion to the left-right, black-white, two-dimensional approach. Lots of sparks flying over the hideous death of Charlie Kirk. It seems the left couldn't wait to pounce on this as a justification for gun control, and many insinuating that he brought it all on himself, such as Matthew Dowd of MSNBC, who has now been, he was subsequently fired for that. I guess even at MSNBC, they have certain lines that can't be crossed. But, you know, our political leaders are also going at each other. There was some kerfluffle in the House during a moment of silence for Charlie Kirk. Let's hear a bit of that. Clip 19, James, if you please.
What purpose does the gentlelady from Colorado rise? Let's wait a minute. Wait a minute. The House will be in order. The House will be in order.
All right. You know what, folks? I not as audible as I would have liked, but essentially you had Congresswoman Lauren Boebert, Republican out of Colorado, being asked by Speaker Mike Johnson why she wishes to address the chamber. And she's not in front of a microphone, but can still be heard in the background saying she wants a moment of prayer for Charlie Kirk and his family. Fellow congressman started shouting, and Mike Johnson tries to bring orders. You had Democrats who were insisting that, the Republicans should have shown as much compassion for a recent school shooting, as if, you know, one can be conflated into the other just because there's a common denominating theme of violence. I mean, it was just an astonishing breakout to witness on the House floor. And I'm so sorry. I wish we had a better representation of the skirmish. But in the meantime, let me go ahead and introduce old friend of the show, Richard Lyons, Middle East historian, third-generation printer, screener, and author of The DNA of Democracy and Shadows of the Acropolis. He's here to chat with us about AOC and other Democrats condemning political violence, even as they seem to encourage it with their own rhetoric. Richard, good to have you back. How are you today?
Great to be with you, Alan. Thanks for having me today.
Good to have you. And it just does seem to me that we have on the left these folks who embody the very thing they project. You know, they're talking about how, you know, they'll lecture the Republicans on how they need to dial back their rhetoric, when in fact they're essentially dropping more violent F-bombs than a gangbangers convention. And yet they would presume to lecture anybody on... I mean, this, you might as well be listening to... gun safety tips from Alec Baldwin. I'm at a loss as to how they can be the least bit convincing. And also the idea of saying that this is another example, this gun violence is another, or this is rather what was done to Charlie, his being killed, is an example of the kind of gun violence that validates gun control. It seems perplexing because, as I've mentioned before, how is disarming the law abiding ever going to stop the law breaking? And really, when you're the party that embodies the very violent and vitriolic rhetoric you condemn on the other side, can you really be taken seriously? I mean, you actually had Matthew Dowd with a straight face bemoaning the divisive rhetoric of Charlie Kirk, when in fact he gave a complete easy pass to people like Congressman Maxine Waters and Ilhan Omar and others who have come up with the most vile, disgusting calls for violence, or am I missing anything here?
No, you're exactly correct. And what I think is behind this is a couple of things, Alan, that would be good for the listeners to know. And that is, throughout its history, the history of socialism, what they cannot do politically or economically, they do violently. And there's an historical record for this. And our universities have become a no-go zone for persons who believe in free markets and in real democracy, representative democracy, as we have in our republic. And it was very emblematic that a conservative cannot step one foot on a campus without his life being threatened. And secondly, the Democrats in our representative body, our Congress, that's the country's Congress, can't allow one moment of silent prayer for an American shot down who leaves a wife, he's 31 years old, leaves a wife and two kids under 5 years old, and they haven't the decency to allow a moment's silence and won't allow a conservative 1 foot on campus without protesting it. It's really they've gone too far now, Alan. They've owned the universities for two generations now, and this is what we have.
Yeah, I think they're going to be finding out that this was a bridge too far. This was jumping the shark to new masturbated heights. This guy was simply taken out for having the temerity to oppose the left. And what the left do is they turn every disagreement with their policies into a supposed act of immorality because they always claim that their agenda is for some laudable goal. And therefore, by default, if you oppose their agenda, that means you're against the laudable goal. We all want mom, apple pie, and togetherness. Here's my my agenda for fighting climate change, which can help maintain mom, apple pie, and togetherness. Therefore, if you are in opposition to my climate change agenda, well, clearly you're against mom, apple pie, and togetherness. And they never show the linkage. They don't realize that your agenda is never validated by its stated goal, because that's the job of the agenda, to validate itself by showing how it can deliver those stated goals. But they use these inverted burden of proof constructs all the time. They'll put forward an assertion, and then they'll predicate subsequent assertions on the first, thinking that the two somehow formulate into a fact. And yet, the mainstream media never stops. Am I wrong in my analysis? Tell me where I'm off base.
No, Alan, you are exactly right. What it is they put a utopia in the heads of persons in universities and say, you are the rebel. In order, we have to get rid of America to achieve a utopia. That utopia is never defined, but socialism will wreck everything around itself trying to achieve a utopia that cannot be achieved.
No, without a doubt.
With
socialism, you know, they're saying that in the name of providing a floor for the needy, they have the right to impose a ceiling on the rest, which of course disincentivizes anybody and everybody from being as excellent as he, she, or they otherwise could. I mean, and it is pushing this authoritarian, centralized kind of government out there. Whether it's authoritarian socialism or communism, it's the same kind of malady. Whereas capitalism is just the creating, buying, and selling of goods and services for the purposes of providing for wants and needs, right? I mean, if I have a service or a product that resonates with the market, I become self-sufficient. And if I can't keep up with the demand, well, I got to get help. And that manifests into expanded employment, allowing there to be, you know, that many more people making that many more dollars, thus paying that many more taxes into the Treasury. Why? To further allow us to better fund all these social safety net programs we want to maintain. And socialism can't do that. It doesn't expand wealth because it stifles the very cash flow it needs to support the people it claims it's going to help. Or am I off the off the rails on this?
Well, one thing to add, the ceiling that they want to determine is a prison cell ceiling for everybody in the country.
Yeah. Everybody, you must be in lockstep with our orthodoxy or you're a bad person, because after all, our orthodoxy are for all these good things. And therefore, if you're against that orthodoxy, you're against these good things. No, schmuck, show the linkage. Otherwise, have a Coke and a smile and shut the F up.
Tilly Ramsey, daughter of celebrity chef Gordon Ramsay, is ready to step out of her father's shadow into her own culinary adventures with the new series Dish It Out, premiering Friday, September 5th on Prime Video. A passionate foodie and aspiring chef, Tilly celebrates online trends and family recipes, alongside some surprise visitors in the kitchen, including her parents Gordon and Tana Ramsay, Gillian Jacobs, Frankie Grande, and many more. In each episode, Tilly receives a mystery box from chefs, influencers, and home cooks from around the world, and uses the ingredients to cook a dish for a studio guest. Tilly Ramsay.
I sat next to my father in the kitchen for my entire life and wanted to become a chef for as long as I can remember. Now that I've graduated culinary school, I'm ready to sharpen my skills and create exciting new dishes for my guests, and will be sure to have plenty of fun along the way.
Don't miss Dish It Out starting this Friday, September 5th, only on Prime Video.
Circle
K is expanding its membership rewards program, Inner Circle, throughout the Lone Star State beginning on Wednesday, September 3rd. Free to join, customers can now become members to get fuel discounts, drink deals, and more. To celebrate, Circle K is hosting a Fuel Day pop-up on Thursday, September 4th. Customers can get 40 cents off per gallon of fuel from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. local time. Inner Circle members will have early access starting at 7 a.m. Members can enter their phone number at the pump or inside a checkout to access the savings. First-time members can save 25 cents per gallon of fuel on their first five fill-ups and have access to discounted drinks. Members also get personalized offers and exclusive deals throughout the year. Sign up at CircleK.com/inner-circle or enter your mobile number at checkout to enroll via text. Learn more about the Fuel Day on Thursday, September 4th at CircleK.com/TX-Fuel-Day.
Hi, it's Practical Polly's radio show. If you're just figuring out that healthier cooking oils are better than solid fats, you may be asking, now what am I going to do with all these tubs of lard? Ever had one of those moments when your favorite skinny jeans feel too tightly tailored? Generously apply lard to your hips and thighs and those fancy pants will slide on like a dream. Or here's a family-friendly idea. How about making your yard into a lard fun park? Frost your driveway with a nice thick coating and give those kiddos a downhill thrill no matter what time of year. Having a bad hair day? Yep. A little lump of lard can tame your flyaways in a jiffy. So there's no need for that lard to go to waste or to your waste. But get your best heart-healthy trade-up with healthier oils like canola, olive, or other vegetable oils, which can actually lower your chances for heart disease. Now that's a tip worth keeping for life. Learn more at heart.org/facethefats. Canola Info is the national supporter of the American Heart Association's Face the Fats campaign.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
What are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
Well, what are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. Don't you remember me? Don't you know that we miss you?
Miss me? Who misses me?
You know, all your friends in the forest. The trees, the pond, that little fort that you made out of branches. We all miss you.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
Oh, I guess that makes sense.
The forest is not that far away. Have an adventure today. I'm sure your mom would take you.
You're right. I should get out. I want to have fun. Play in puddles, catch frogs, and climb trees. Hey, Mom!
Yeah, hon? Steven! What is that in your hand?
It's my sense of adventure, Mom. It's telling me we need to get out of the house and have some fun in nature today.
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here. Probably. Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is a man who touched an entire generation of Americans and electrified them and made them patriots. And this is not a controversial person. This is not a polarizing guy, a divisive person, a firebrand that he's being described as in the media. This is like a guy that you have a barbecue with at your summer house. This is the kind of guy, if you came back with your daughter, you'd say, thank God, we got a good one. He's a great athlete. He's a great person. He's a great Christian. You see his family out there. He had his kids not facing the photos because he wanted to protect them because he knew how evil people were. So when he goes out to these college campuses, he's not provoking anybody. He's like Socrates. He asks questions, and he does it with a smile. And there's nothing controversial about saying socialism is worse than capitalism. Men and women are different. let's put America first, because that's all he was about, putting America first.
But you see, my friend, suggesting that capitalism is better than socialism is tantamount in the minds of the left, saying that you're against good moral things because, after all, socialism is all about being moral. And therein lies the rub. Therein lies the rub. Every year is Alan Nathan, the militant moderate. Once again, this is the Oasis for those who have an aversion to the left, right, black, white, two-dimensional approach. You were listening to Jesse Waters of Fox News commenting on Charlie Kirk's assassination. Jesse rightfully described him as a very decent person with common ideas who presented these ideas in a very extraordinary fashion. Referred to him as Socrates, and there's some similarities. I mean, Socrates is all about point, counterpoint, 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 and of course, Charlie Kirk was fully comfortable engaging in such discussions. This show was very proud to have had him since he was a teenager when he first created Turning Point USA, and looking back, I now consider us having been very honored, because we used to have him on a lot. We had him on a lot years ago. And to see what he evolved into is breathtaking, and now that he's gone, it's a bright light that's been stolen, and stolen by violent folks who, for the most part, come from a party that loves to preach against gun violence while embodying the very violence they're ostensibly against. That's why they cannot be taken seriously. You cannot embody what you project and still be credible. I mean, when you have people like Maxine Waters telling you to get out there and be violent, I mean, we've played the clips before where you have this cacophony of violent voices from the left saying, we're not going to take it anymore, you know, because they characterize our stopping their erasing of our rights as somehow being a removal of their own. They don't understand that our stopping them from erasing our rights is not a removal of their own. Please stop telling me, because I'm in opposition to your agenda, that that means somehow I am by default in opposition to all the good things you claim your agenda would otherwise champion. You've got to show linkage before that argument is made. You don't just get to presuppose it. Spare me your effing presuppositions masquerading as settled argument versus showing how said arguments were ever settled. Do that first. Tether your assertions to the required validating grounds, you dumb asses. And then I'll take you more seriously. Anyway, without further ado, we have assisting in the opining and analyzing Donald Kendall, director of Glenn C. Haskins Emerging Issues Center at the Heartland Institute. He's here with us today to talk about all things having to do with these two parties and where it is that the left has. What happened to my old Democrat Party? Donald Kendall, what happened to the Democrats, I ask you?
I don't know. This has been a very rough 24 hours for me. We knew Charlie Kirk at the Heartland Institute. He has been to a number of our events. We've had him at our benefit dinner. I've been on a show before. He and I grew up a couple of towns over from each other. So this hits incredibly close to home for me. And you know, like this idea when these like terrible things happen, and, you know, sometimes you'll see these articles come out saying, you know, X, Y, and Z person are celebrating this, and they'll have like a link to some anonymous online person and just some Twitter handle with no picture. But this one feels so much different. There are real people out there celebrating this thing, and that includes, like, on my own personal Facebook page, friends of mine that are celebrating this. I've had to unfriend since then. But I look at that and I just think, I don't hold views that are all that much different than Charlie Kirk. I'm in the very similar line of work as Charlie Kirk. Would these so-called friends of mine on Facebook be celebrating my demise?
Well, yeah, because they can't take a disagreeing voice. These people will actually publicly defend censorship in the name of fighting what they label as disinformation, while also censoring any challenge to their use of the term. So that way they've got the perfect catch-22 formula. We're shutting you down, and we're not going to allow you to dispute why it is we're shutting you down. Are they kidding me? You know, right. You had Alexandria Cortez saying that the scourge of gun violence and political violence must end. The shooting of Charlie Kirk is the latest incident of this chaos, and it must be stopped. We cannot go down this road. This is what AOC said. In response, Dana Loesch, another talk host, said, if you think we're giving up our guns now because your side won't stop killing us, you're deluded. Piss all the way off. And then she added, this isn't gun violence. It's leftist violence because you hyperbolic asshats won't stop screaming that everything you dislike is Hitler. I think she truncated it beautifully. Where am I wrong?
No, I think you're absolutely right. I think that these people that are out there celebrating this, they are the tyrants and the fascists. They just don't have the power. So they sit behind their, you know, computer screens, they text on their phone and put stuff on social media. But if they had the actual levers of power, there's no doubt in my mind that they would gleefully round up people that they disagree with and put them in camps. It's just the lack of power that they currently have. That's the only difference between them and the people that they pretended to cry.
And the idea of saying that somehow Charlie Kirk was controversial because he had the temerity to speak out against gun control and speak out against socialism and speak out against DEI. I mean, that is exactly what they're referring to as controversial. Anything in opposition to the hard left is by default controversial and immoral. And
right.
It's an astonishing thing to witness.
Right, because, you know, I was, you know, your mind goes in a whole lot of different directions when something this terrible happens. But I was just thinking, you know, if it were some other, like, actual real controversial person out there, let's say, you know, this happened to, I don't know, Alex Jones or something, you would always couch it with, like, well, I didn't agree with everything that he said, but nobody should be assassinated due to their political beliefs. Charlie Kirk was, like,
You broke up. You broke up just a little bit there. Go ahead. If you can, you broke up just a little bit. Repeat what you just said over the last 30 seconds.
Just the idea that, you know, like that he's some or something. He very of the conservative movement. So it's just, well, I don't know what America we're in right now, but it's different than it was this time yesterday.
It is, but I do believe that the collective left have jumped the proverbial shark with this one. And I do believe, maybe I'm being overly sanguine about this, but I do believe that the woke will be eventually put to sleep because their inverted burden of proof structure in all arguments, including how we should remember Charlie Kirk, they're just unsustainable. I mean, there's a limit to how long folks can take seriously the socialist assertions being endlessly predicated on what are really just other assertions, with only shaming tactics used as their validations. In other words, I think most catch on to the difference between a genuine premise versus the pretext pretending to be one. What would you say?
Yeah, I just hope that for every one person that's out there publicly and profusely celebrating this, there are 10 people that see that reaction and think, I don't want anything to do with that. That's evil. That's clear to me that that's evil. That's my hope. I hope that this it's a vocal minority that's out there spewing this hatred right now, and that's in turn turning off another tenfold of people that would have been sympathetic to that left-leaning perspective. That's my hope. But
yeah,
we'll
because
see
you have the non-left community. They will address hate speech as speech filled with hate. However, the left refer to as hate speech, speech that simply is in opposition to that for which they stand. If
right.
you are in opposition to DEI, that means you're against all the laudable goals that I attach to DEI. If you are against gun control, that means you're against all the laudable goals I attach to gun control. And they never have to argue the substance of their position, only that how dare you be in opposition to the laudable goal in whose name that I proffer these agendas. I think people are starting to understand the disconnect more and more. Maybe I'm being overly romantic about this, but that's what I do see on the horizon. I don't see people putting up with this sophistry much longer. Donald Kendall, thanks so much again for being with us today. Folks, you're listening to The Alan Nathan Show right here on the Main Street Radio Network. Going to be right back.
We have an active government relations program. They're very much involved in legislative work to not only improve the ADA, but to strengthen enforcement. The bottom line is a law with no enforcement is no law at all. But it's not just about legislative work. It's really just about public education. We want the general public, we want policymakers, we want business owners to understand that they have a role in knocking down barriers and making the world more accessible. We have an active campaign going on right now. Barriers still exist. If you go to our website, pva.org, you can find information about various types of barriers that are out there through our PSAs. We have a petition that we want to send to the United States Congress that calls for improved enforcement of the ADA. And ultimately, we just want to get everyone in the game. We want everyone to have a stake in knocking down the barriers that still exist, because we believe in accessibility for all. To learn more, you can go to pva.org/barriers still exist.
Protein plays a key role in maintaining overall health and is an essential nutrient for post-workout recovery and muscle repair. Registered dietitian Roxana Essani has more.
High-protein diets aren't just for athletes. Protein supports your immune system and helps you feel fuller for longer. Plant-based options offer a range of nutrients to support a healthy diet.
PB2 Performance is a plant-based protein made from real peanuts or almonds with no added sugar or artificial ingredients. Each serving delivers 20 grams of protein and can be blended, baked, or mixed into a variety of recipes.
One of my favorites is the PB2 Performance Peanut Protein with Dutch cocoa. I blend it with dairy milk for even more protein, frozen banana and ice for a rich chocolate peanut butter flavor.
PB2 Performance is available in cocoa and peanut, and vanilla almond. To learn more and find recipes, visit pb2foods.com. That's pb2foods.com.
Dear John, I was hoping it wouldn't come to this, but you've left me no choice. I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is really serious, and lately you seem to really not care. I've been there for you since day one, and I know you think I'm gonna keep ticking. But no, my friend, I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to the good times, when we were more active and ate more healthy foods, and you checked on me every once in a while? Is that too much to ask? I don't want to leave, but unless you stop ignoring me, what else am I supposed to do? Remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart and don't let it quit on you. Doing the minimum to control your high blood pressure isn't doing enough. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. For help keeping yours at a healthy range, text PRESSURE to 97779. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
You know that feeling? Like every door is closing and you just can't see a way out? Being unemployed, underemployed, or just out of school feels a lot like that. But when you find the right tools, suddenly everything just clicks. Getting on that path may be easier than you think. A good place to start? Go to findsomethingnew.org. At findsomethingnew.org, you have access to resources that help develop new skills. Skills that will position you for careers in today's growing industries, from healthcare and manufacturing to cybersecurity and alternative energy. Plus, you can take advantage of online courses, certification programs, apprenticeships, and more. So you can take yourself from unemployed and uncertain to empowered and prepared for what's next. Find your path to a new career today. Visit findsomethingnew.org. A message from the Ad Council.
I'm Ben Affleck, and I want to thank you for joining me and supporting Paralyzed Veterans of America. Our vets need you.
I'm a quadriplegic. I'm definitely at risk with my diminished lung capacity.
I have MS. I'm in a wheelchair and I can't leave the house because I have a compromised immune system.
I'm very concerned about, would there be a bed for me? Would there be a ventilator for me? Would I be able to survive something?
It's just heavy. You know, it's a heavy moment.
This is a war. This really is.
Our veterans fought for us. Let's fight for them.
I am so grateful for the PVA. They're making sure that we have all of the food and supplies that we need right now.
We all got to help each other right now. We can't get through this by ourselves.
It's with profound gratitude that you're going to be saving our lives.
To find out how you can help, please go to helppva.org. That's H-E-L-P-P-V-A.org.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Every year is Alan Nathan, the militant moderate. Once again, this is the Oasis for those who have an aversion to the left, right, black, white, two-dimensional approach. Well, mainstream media blames Charlie Kirk for his own death, while Democrats such as Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez claim it's just an example or another example of gun violence that validates gun control. This, of course, assumes that law, the disarming the law-abiding somehow stops the law-breaking. That's just stretching credulity to every snapping point imaginable. I mean, when did the left become these intellectually bereft, scum-sucking pigs? Here they are lecturing all of us on Mount High about how we need to, you know, understand that our own rhetoric can be turned against us, so we should be less violent with it. And they are embodying the very malady in thinking that they project. You cannot embody what you project and still be taken seriously. And before I get to my illustrious guest, I want to give you a little bit of, a couple of tastes of what the left have done vis-a-vis preaching violence, advocating for it. You're going to be hearing a combination of political activists, entertainers, and political leaders. You're going to hear from Madonna. You're going to hear from Senator Maria Chappelle Nadal. You're going to hear from Congresswoman Maxine Waters a couple of times. You're going to hear from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. And then you're going to hear from then vice presidential nominee Kamala Harris calling for the continuation of the BLM Antifa violence of 2020 and 2021. Clip 13, James, if you please.
I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
A Missouri state senator is under investigation by the Secret Service after saying she hopes President Trump is assassinated.
I will go and take Trump out tonight.
And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere.
And sadly, the domestic enemies to our voting system and our honoring our Constitution are right at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
They're not going to stop before Election Day in November, and they're not going to stop after Election Day. And that should be, everyone should take note of that on both levels, that this isn't, they're not going to let up, and they should not.
If you think we're rallying now, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Joining us right now, old friend of the show, none other than Dr. Josh McConkie. He is a candidate for lieutenant governor at North Carolina, Air Force colonel as well, ER doctor, and Pulitzer Prize nominated author of the highly praised new book entitled Be the Weight Behind the Spear. Doc McConkie, good to have you on board. How are you today?
Doing good. Thanks for having me on such a somber day today.
No, I'm glad you could join us, especially when some folks actually from your profession seem to be openly gleeful about Kirk dying. I mean, you got this Miami doctor who apparently is, quote-unquote, really glad that Charlie Kirk got himself effing shot. I'm reading this piece from Breitbart. Florida anesthesiologist announced that she is, quote-unquote, really glad that Charlie Kirk just got himself effing shot and declared that no one should give an F that he's dead. Before wiping her social media account, this was one Dr. Titania N. Atkins of Larkin Community Hospital in Miami. And I think people should now hear my recommendation to them. If you find that you are being subjected to any kind of aggression, in gradation, you are entitled to do the following. You are entitled to counter them word for word, fist for fist, knife for knife, and bullet for bullet. Counter. I emphasize the word counter, lest any bad faith activists out there insist that I'm talking about initiating anything. I'm not. So to all the functionally illiterate dimwits out there, hear what I'm saying. Folks who have been aggressively treated by the left have the right to, in gradation, counter that aggression. They can counter them word for word, fist for fist, knife for knife, and bullet for bullet. And I would advise Dr. Titania Atkins of Larkin Community Hospital, Miami, to heed those words, because she is not living in a vacuum. Where am I mistaken, doctor?
Boy, I tell you, as a physician who's practiced medicine over 20 years, I was a Duke professor and an educator, to see the complete lack of professionalism with that physician, she's an anesthesiologist in Miami, and then let alone just the lack of compassion, you know, for a family who's lost a husband, lost a father. As an emergency doctor, I've treated gunshot after gunshot, hundreds and hundreds over several decades. And I'm telling you, that lack of professionalism, that needs to be addressed. I hope she loses her job.
Yeah, my understanding is there's something called the Hippocratic Oath, wherein first do no harm. This witch is talking about doing harm, is she not, doctor?
The statements speak for themselves. It's horrific. There's no compassion. I have never wished ill will on any political rival. You can have differences in this country. We can have different opinions. You cannot shoot people. And then to revel in that and make a post like that is just so fundamentally wrong. It really turns your stomach. It's just sick.
Really, arguments need to rise and fall on their merits. That's it. And you've got to be able to accept dissent. But the moment you believe that it's warranted to wish death on people because they have the temerity to disagree with you, is the moment that you cease being a legitimate human being. Or am I being overly snarky about this, doctor?
No, you're right on. And Charlie Kirk just embodied just peaceful. It's hard. You know, you get emotional at times. He was such an amazing human being and father and just spoke with everyone. He answered every question. No topic was off limits. They assassinated him. They assassinated him because he spoke the truth, because he made sense, because he was reaching that younger generation who had really just been shut out of schools and churches and communities. And really, I feel like we've really hung them out to dry, and he was able to reach those people and bring them into the fold, and they assassinated him for it. I feel so bad for his wife, Erica, and all the people around the country that are mourning right now. You know, America cries with them.
Two children as well, a year old and a 3-year old, just a head shaking event, just a head shaking event. And the bad faith assertions that are being made surrounding it are reptilian, Neanderthalic, and byproducts of inbreeding. God. Dr. Josh McConkie, thanks so much again for joining us today. Folks, you're listening to The Alan Nathan Show right here on the Main Street Radio Network.
The opinions you hear on the Main Street Radio Network are those of the host, callers, and guests, and not necessarily those of the station, Main Street Radio Network, its management, or advertisers. The information on the Main Street Radio Network does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. So please, consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions or comments about Main Street Radio Network, contact us at 703-719-0433 or at our website, mainstreetradionetwork.com.